This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. British Labour Party leader says he might back the Trident submarines if they remove their nuclear warheads. The UN is recommending small taxes on various services to pay for international relief and support of migrants, indicating a sea change away from belief in charity by rich nations to a different approach in what the UN has called the age of mega crises. Malaria deaths have fallen by about two-thirds since 2000, with the spread of mosquito nets that have saved 6.2 million lives so far. But in 2015, there were 214 million new cases and 438,000 deaths, 91% of which were in Africa. There are 8,700 volunteer weather observers in the Cooperative Observer Program of the National Weather Service who record twice daily the temperature, wind speed and direction, rainfall, snowfall, and other statistics. The EU antitrust chief says that data being collected by tech companies is a business transaction, not a free giveaway, adding that as consumers, we need to be treated fairly. Police officers have run IDs and maternity wards to arrest wanted fathers in cities as diverse as Philadelphia, Dallas, New Orleans, and Brockton, Massachusetts. A longtime issue around the treatment of horses pulling the carriages in New York Central Park seems to have taken a turn, with the carriage industry agreeing to reduce the number of horses from 220 horses to 95 by 2018. In a strategic shift to buoy declining polls and the momentum of Senator Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton in Democratic debates increasingly has hitched her star to President Clinton, who she had earlier seemed to be trying to distance herself from. Protesters have staged a die-in at St. Pancras Tube Station, one of the busiest in London, over plans to clear an area of the migrant makeshift camp in Calais, known as the Jungle, where migrants have staged efforts to cross the English Channel from France. Dozens of demonstrators gathered at the Eurostar terminal for an emergency protest organized by London to Calais Convoy, which organizes convoys of essential supplies from London to refugees in the French port. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.